Good afternoon. Welcome to Come All Ye, folk music on 2MCE, your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales. Bruce Cameron with you to guide you gently through this part of the day. We'll start with a couple of tracks from a very fine Scottish group called Brebach from an album called Urla. Or if all that's totally imponderable to you, don't worry. Just enjoy the music.
Thank you. kindly and that eva gavana mokadoi send you hamono I get kuklai ha kainakam hast nud fami kliog dul sois has due an eklish void mes koi kriva tapi is nasal nantoi send you hakun yoid vonuida Hi, me limbin, a machon of one ever harsh naskadi. A hiking monlan and vamulation knee is still like a mean pause.
Opening the program today, a couple of tracks by the Scottish group Brebach. The chap S we heard singing that song was Megan Henderson, who also plays fiddle on the album. Hihorom Hamad Megdulich, an 19th century emigrant song composed by Donald Morrison of Valtos, Uig. Valtos, interesting name for a village on the Western Isles. Uig on the Isle of Lewis. Having had to leave his home for Canada, he speaks fondly of the island and the people with real longing for his homeland. Indeed, and sung in the Gaelic, of course. Before that, set of tunes collectively calling themselves the Poetic Milkman, which indeed is the name of one of the four tunes. First one, the Braes of Melanish, traditional tune arranged by the band. Second one, the Poetic Milkman, composed by Ian Hardy. Then the Milkman's Bridge, Callum McCrimmon, who's one of the pipers in the band, composed that one. And the fourth one, composed by Duncan Johnson, called Ray Anderson. There you go. All you need to know about the two tracks opening proceedings on the program today. Now, another song of emigration, this time not from a Scotsman going to Canada, but a Cornishman coming to Australia. Or going to Australia, I suppose. A song called Shining Down on Senen, S-E-N-N-E-N, Senen. This is written from the viewpoint of a Cornishman who emigrated here, Australia, to work in the mines, but now feels homesick. Between 1836 and 1896, so many Cornish emigrated to South Australia that the area of the York Peninsula near Wallaroo became known as Little Cornwall. In fact, it was probably not that much smaller than Cornwall. Anyway, there, the various Cousin Jacks and Cousin Jennies, as the emigrants called themselves, still remembered their origins, and they performed Cornish songs and dances, including the Nightingale and Trelawney. It's all true. In the 1890s, fiddler Jim Thomas led the Methodist choir in Wallaroo. Crofty and Illigan are mines near Camborne and Redruth, respectively. Silegan is east of Carnbrae. Poole is also near Camborne. There, as in Moonta, the old engine houses and mine stacks are still standing, memorial to generations of Cornish miners. So, again, the title of the song is Shining Down on Senan. And the fellow who wrote the song, Mike O'Connor, says, needless to say, the Southern Cross cannot really shine on Senan, because Senan is, of course, in Cornwall. And if you go looking for it, if you're one of those people who feel the burning need to go to Land's End, bottom left corner of the United Kingdom, the land part of it, Senan is very close to Land's End. If you want to go further, you have to get a boat out to the Scilly Isles. Go and look it up. Anyway, to sing this song by Mike O'Connor from an album called Beyond the Red Horizon, this is the wonderful voice of Martin Wyndham Reid.
In Wallaroo it's mighty fine, in Moonta and Cadena, and they remind me of the time when first I was a streamer, and when at night my eyelids close, my mind to far off places goes. The Southern Cross, it's soft light glows when shining down on Senan. Underground, it's just the same as Crofty or Silegan. The dark, the flickering flame, it could just be a Leggan. We hear the same old songs again, the tunes, the tales, the family names. The stars hear nightingales refrain when shining down on Senan. Christmas is the bravest time, we'll drink a pint of tawny, and fiddler Jim will lead the mine when we sing Trelawney. We've sung that song the world around, where tin and copper may be found. The stars will hear that very sound when shining down on Senan. At home the mines have closed their gates, and so said last year's letter, and Redruth town is no great shakes, and Poole is not much better. But in my mind I see them still, forever climbing Camborne Hill. The stars above, the gaslights will be shining down on Senan. South Australia's been real good to cousins Jack and Jenny, and many a Cornish man can say he's made a pretty penny. But Jackie this and Jackie that, this cousin Jack would eat his hat to see the stars that even yet are shining down on Sennan. In Wallaroo it's mighty fine, in Moonter and Cadena, and they remind me of the time when first I was a streamer, and when at night my eyelids close, my mind to far off places goes. The Southern Cross, it's soft light glows when shining down on Sennan.
Onko sillä sulhasia, sulhasia? Onko sillä sulhasia, sulhasia? Sillä sulhasia, sillä sulhasia, sillä sulhasia, sillä sulhasia. Kosioita kynnyksillä ja nyksillä, kosioita kynnyksillä ja nyksillä. Kosiat kynnyksillä, kosiat kynnyksillä, kosiat kynnyksillä, kosiat kynnyksillä. Käykö kylä kilvankosissa ja kosissa, ottaa jatko miltä mailta ja milt mailta. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc.
Onko siula mietittynä, kaottuna, sulho suuria soria ja soria.
Kihlaa silkit kaapin päällä, kaapin päällä. Sormus sormeen on pantu ja on pantu. Sormus sormeen pantu, sormus sormeen pantu. Sormus sormeen pantu, sormus sormeen pantu. Ennä kännä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä kännä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ja sulho armas kaikeksi, iäksi armas kaikeksi, iäksi. Anna suuta sulhollesi, anna suuta sulhollesi. Liikistä ilman lupaa, liikistä ilman lupaa. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc.
No ei saa olla mieli musta, mieli musta.
Heitä mielest motkotukset, motkotukset. Heitä mielest motkotukset, motkotukset. Mielest motkotukset, mielest motkotukset. Mielest motkotukset, mielest motkotukset. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Muista mielellä hyvällä ja hyvällä. Muista mielellä hyvällä ja hyvällä. Sopu säilyy syömmessä, sopu säilyy syömmessä. Sulhon syön sykkelehti, sulhon syön sykkelehti. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc. Ennä könnä, katsi katsi könnä, ennä etc.
Very lively song called a Sulhasi from a Finnish group called Vartina. They've been around a long time. That album came out in 1992. I have a few of their albums and I have no idea what any of the songs are about because none of them sleeve notes are in English, and I'm too lazy to have it all translated for you. So I do hope there's no rude Finnish words in there to upset all the Finnish listeners to 2MCE. Fingers crossed. Sulahasi from Vartina.
It was long, long ago in the moonlight, we were sitting on the banks of a stream, when you whispered so sweetly, I love you, as the waters murmured a tune. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in a springtime blossom so fair, in the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way. Talking of days gone by, when you told me you always would love me, that your love for me would never die. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime blossom so fair, in the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love. It was spring when you whispered these words, dear. The flowers were all blooming so fair. But today, as the snow falls around us, I can see that your love is not there. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in the springtime blossom so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear. And they tell me that's the way of your love. Oh, they tell me your love's like a flower in a springtime blossom so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love.
Oh yeah, that's a bit of hot bluegrass there from Vasa Clements and Ricky Skaggs. Vasa Clements was one of the very early bluegrass fiddlers. He passed away about, 1995? He was in his late 70s at the time. But he, as I said, was one of the early bluegrass fiddle players, but he played other styles as well. Sometimes musicians playing other styles doesn't necessarily work. Yehudi Menuhin and Stefan Grappelli were both very fine violinists. Not great bluegrass players. Anywho, that's them. I'm going to introduce you to the featured album now. It's called Blass. B-L-A-S. The A has an acute or a futter over the top of it. It comes to us from an Irish band led by David Ducey, D-O-O-C-E-Y. And if that doesn't sound like a typical Irish name, it's possibly because he was born in Worcester. Ah, but it was Worcester, Massachusetts. Has lived in County Mayo in Ireland for quite a while and very much immersed in Irish traditional music. With David Ducey, who plays fiddle, we'll hear Stephen Doherty on flutes, accordion and percussion, and Brennan sings some songs, and Shane McGowan, who I have to keep saying is not the lead singer of the Pogues, it's a different Shane McGowan. This is a good guitarist. They've been around for a while, this band, Blass, and we'll hear a few tracks from their self-titled album, starting with a set of tunes, Muscle In and The Grappa Jig. There's the first track from the featured album, The Muscle In and Grappa Jig from Blass. So it's they're not sort of totally over-the-top energetic tracks, but it's quite well played. They're rather good. David Ducey has collaborated with a whole bunch of people over the years, and as have the other band members. They've played with Sharon Shannon and Dolores Kane, Lunasa, Grata, Tim O'Brien, Paul Brady, all who've featured on this program, as well as Emmy Lou Harris, Joan Baez and Robert Plant, who've also been on the program over the years. There you go. That's a track from the featured album, self-titled album by Blass. We'll come back to them in a little while. Here's a group, I think they were from Brisbane, called The Poachers, with a pretty song.
Train has come.
I quite like that song, always have. I've played it quite a lot on the program over the years. I suppose, let me put it this way, when I pick up this CD, I tend to go for that track. And that's not to say that the other tracks on the CD are not commendable, but I just like that one. It was written and sung by Penny Boyce, and her voice, I think, suits that very nicely. Riding on the train into Brisbane Central one morning, Penny Boyce wondered if any of those commuters who were sitting quietly clutching their briefcases were actually running away from home. Silvery Moon. Silvery Moon. From The Poachers, self-titled album released quite a while ago. But not as long ago as the next track. This is Johnny Ashcroft. Now, last week on the program, I played the Twilight Bar in Frisco, which was the name of the bar that Frank Gardner, the darkie, the bushranger from New South Wales, ran after he escaped from Australia or got out of Australia before he was arrested. Twilight Bar in Frisco. So as promised, here's a song called Moondyne Joe. Moondyne Joe was Joe or Joseph Johns. He was a ticket of leave man, meaning he was granted a pardon or at least given a licence to no longer be confined. He settled in Western Australia, but he was always in strife. He cleared out eventually and became known as Moondyne Joe. And he loved jazz.
Oh, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's talking about Moondyne. In 1853, he paid us a visit from over the sea. His ticket of leave was a ticket to ride on a sailboat leaving from the other side. Oh, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's talking about Moondyne. Staying out of trouble, he was going straight. Joe's a friend of trouble, you could call it fate. But he found it hard to argue, and they had him tossed when they said he found a horse before the horse was lost. Oh, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's talking about Moondyne. Living in the Moondyne Hills, they say. Again he got in trouble and they locked him away. But he walked out of jail when he saw his chance in his hobnail boots and his underpants. Oh, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's talking about Moondyne. When they finally called him, it was sad to say. Joe was laughing silly as they took him away. Cause they might have never caught him if he hadn't dined on a great big barrel of Moondyne wine. Oh, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne. Hey, Moondyne, Moondyne Joe. Everybody's heard about Moondyne Joe. Moondyne.
Yes, well, it was recorded quite a while ago. That's Moondyne Joe. Do you remember Johnny Ashcroft? Cast your mind back to 1960. I'm sure there are one or two of you who were extant in 1960. He had a hit, a big, big hit in Australia with a song called Little Boy Lost. which was a song he wrote after a young lad went missing in the bush. In 1960 in summer, near Gyra. I'm just reading here. Yes, the Stephen Walls was the young fellow's name, and he disappeared from the family property near Tuppamurra, near Gyra. But they found him after about 3 days or so, which was a good thing. And Johnny Ashcroft sort of shot to fame as a result of that song. Not really taking advantage of it as such, but a bit of a commemoration thing. So, all right, enough of that. I'm going to play two tracks from the featured album now. This is Blus, of course, and the two tracks in question, Madam Maxwell, we'll have a double of O'Carolan, Torlo O'Carolan, and then a song called Still the Only One. Still the Only One. A few people have recorded this, and this is not a bad version.
Thank you. over. All of the battles are won. All of the words have been spoken, and you are still the only one. The only one. The only one. You are still the only one. All of the heavens have opened. All of the rivers have run. All of the dams have been broken, and you are still storm still rages. There's a new dawn just begun, full of hope and new courages, and you are still the only one. All of that sweet tender loving, all going with you towards the sun. In all my dreams and daydreaming, you are still the only one, the only one, the only one. You are still the only one, the only one, the only one. You are still.
Two more tracks from the featured album featuring lovely voice of Anne Brennan, Still the Only One. Before that, Madame Maxwell. Now, you're listening to 2MCE. That's good. You might be listening live as we go to air. You might be listening on a podcast. You might be streaming us on the wonderful worldwide interweb thing. You can do all of those things. Difficult to do them all simultaneously, but if you want to listen to podcasts of programs you may have missed, you can do that. The easiest way, really, is to go, if it's only this program you want to listen to, go to this program's website, which is simply www.comeallye.com. One click will take you to the appropriate page on 2MCE's website. If you want to have a look at 2MCE's website, and I recommend that you do because it's really interesting, that's radio.2mce.org. We stream as well. It's not too difficult. You can work it out, you clever people. I know that. I have unbounded faith in you. The Young'uns, a trio from England, have toured to Australia before. Very well known in England these days, and they're a fine, usually a cappella, sometimes not, trio. An album called Strangers came out in 2017. All tracks were written by Sean Cooney, who's one of the trio. Sean Cooney, along with David Eagle and Michael Hughes. Sean Cooney wrote a song for the album called Carriage 12, and it tells the true story of the incredible bravery of the passengers on the Thales Express 9364, who foiled a terrorist attack en route from Amsterdam to Paris in August 2015. Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, and Alec Skalatos were three American friends who were aided by an Englishman named Chris Norman, an anonymous French citizen known as Damien A, and American Frenchman Marc Mugallian, who was wounded in the attack. Worthy of a song.
Anthony Sadler was a long way from home, with Alex Skalatos and Spencer Stone. Travelling together, their faces aglow, on a train bound for Paris, the 9364. They talked and they joked, their spirits were high, as Rotterdam, Antwerp and Brussels flew by. They crossed o'er the border at 5:45, and by 6 o'clock they'd fight for their lives. For in carriage 12 by the double rear door, a young French banker froze when he saw the door of the restroom swing open wide, and a bare-chested gunman was standing inside. He'd an AK-47, 300 rounds or more, a pistol in his belt and several knives in store. He didn't say a word, but with a prayer he swore there would be blood on the 9364. So bravely the banker tried to hold him down, but the gunman brushed past and pushed him to the ground. Marc Mugallian saw and Marc Mugallian stood. The pistol was fired and the carriage filled with blood. Well, the three friends were startled when they heard the sound. "Let's go," said Skalatos, his feet quick to the ground. And seeing the danger, they started to run, and the three old school friends ran towards the gun.
And Stone grabbed the neck, Sadler grabbed the arm, Skalatos grabbed the gun and threw it from harm. And Norman, the Englishman, was sitting close by, bound up their hands when he took off his tie. And the train pulled into the town of Arras. Mugallian was saved and the terror was past. There were honours and cheers and cameras galore, and the world heard the story of the 9364. So here's to Mugallian and Damien A, and what they did for us that bright August day. So stand up together or sit and die alone, with Norman and Sadler, Skalatos and Stone. So stand up together or sit and die alone, with Norman and Sadler, Skalatos and Stone.
Thank you.
A couple of hornpipes associated with fine musician Joe Bann. Played there by Josephine Marsh, and it comes from an album that started life as a cassette called Live at Westport. Josephine Marsh went on to record numerous other recordings, CD format and whatever, and presumably still is recording, but Live at Westport came out a long time ago as a cassette, and I don't think you can even buy it anymore. It's now a happy memory for many people, but fortunately for you, I can play it because I digitised it, and it's on a CD, and as long as we've got CD players, I can play it. Might be about another hour or two, there'll be CD players around. Josephine Marsh, very good accordion player, and at Westport, two folk clubs in Westport in County Mayo. She recorded 11 tracks and they're all very good. Okay, we're going to have two Australian ballads now. Modern ones, not old traditional ones. And the first one comes to us from Duncan Chalmers. It's a song he wrote, and he will sing about Lawrence Hargrave. And after we hear about Lawrence Hargrave, we'll hear about Al Grasby, or at least Al Grasby's grandfather. Neil Adam, another good songwriter from Victoria, teamed up with a visiting band from Asturias called Felpayu quite a few years ago now, because Al Grasby had a connection with, or Al Grasby's grandfather had a connection with that part of the world. Not specifically Asturias, but you'll get the drift. So this will keep us going for 10 minutes or so. Song about Lawrence Hargrave, self-explanatory song, and then Al Grasby's grandfather. If you don't remember Al Grasby, you've got 4 minutes and 51 seconds of Lawrence Hargrave to go and Google Al Grasby. He was an Australian parliamentarian and minister in the Whitlam government.
Walking on the water, dreaming he could fly. walking on the water, dreaming of the sky. He tried to be a lawyer just to please his dad, but the law was not for him. It made his father sad. At Australian Steam Navigation, he worked with metal and with wood. Boat-shaped shoes he made, and on the water stood. He was shipwrecked on a Queensland reef. 35 crew were killed, but his pioneering heart would not be still. A clever Australian, an ordinary sort of bloke. Other countries admired him, we thought him a joke. Bald hillbox kites he flew, still he wanted more. 5 meters in the air he rose when he joined force. Walking on the water, dreaming he could fly. Walking on the water, dreaming of the sky. Curved wings he found would give a plane. And to this world it is his greatest gift. Orville and Wilbur knew of him, they used his wings to fly. At Kitty Hawk his dream crashed, to be the first man to fly. That bears his name 90 years on. Students took his design and his plane was flown. We applaud our sporting heroes, other greats go unsung. The greatest of their inventions on our soil have begun. So trust your thoughts and build them, not lose them overseas. We can make this nation great, proud of what we've achieved. So come on, all Australians, answer this nation's cry. Walk upon the water, knowing we can fly. Walk upon the water, knowing we can fly. Walk upon the water, reach and touch the sky.
Living on the boat. Bass was a sailor, he loved the ocean blue. The stories of his life, they'd fill a library or two. And he became the captain of a tiny fishing team. Crossed the Atlantic to the city of his dreams. The fever was in Rio, they hurried to escape. Half the crew died as they were rounding the cape. Gun running on the shore at Valparaiso, fighting in the battles of the Great Pacific War. All the way from Malaga, set sail for Rio. Just the kind of story that a young boy would
en las costas españolas, el joven Gras se mecía en las olas. Era marinero y adoraba el mar, y su vida y aventuras fueron sin par.
Then he came to Brisbane in the Wild West days. He loved the rough and tumble, didn't have to change his ways. He knocked out a policeman and got 3 months jail. The boys along the bar, you know, they went his bail. And they say his racing horses were the slowest in the state. But the women he knew, they were the fastest in the place. He was married 3 times, had a string of others too. Seduced, no doubt, by his tales of daring do. And gun running on the shore of Valparaiso, fighting in the battle of the Great Pacific War. The kind of stories that a young boy would adore.
Al says he's got the stories, he wants to put them in a book. They're in the old man's hand, he says, would I like to take a look? Till that book is written, may this song stand, a simple testimony to a giant of a man.
Llevando armas del nuevo paraíso, luchando la gran guerra del Pacífico, saliendo de Málaga rumbo a Río, el tipo de historias que encantan.
Llevando armas al mar, al mar, al mar.
nice guitar accompaniment there. Less is more sometimes, isn't it? Stephen Doherty playing flute on that, and David Ducey on fiddle. Shane McGowan playing the guitar. That's Blas, B-L-A-S. Self-titled album is the featured album on the program today. We heard Fairways and The Ships Are Sailing. Now, another musician who left the room much too soon, the late Jimmy Gregory, who died at the tender age of 38, but leaving behind quite a few recordings, including a solo album called West Along the Road, a solo album with at least a dozen collaborators on it, all helping him out. This is The Mickey Dam.
I'm an honest Irish labourer, and I come from the County Clare. And once I had a farm there with nothing much to spare. But I had to sell my donkey and my famous billy goats. And with the money I received, Glasgow took the boat. In the morning when I landed there, before my hair could dry, I was started in the Mickey Dam in a place they call Melguy. And the ganger that I started with, well, they called him John the Mouse. And the very first day that he was there with me, he made to grouse. But I quickly surprised him, but I said, you little rat, well, I'll tie a string around your neck and throw you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. And as throw as the mouse's temper, and at me he made to jump. And he swore he'd paralyze me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, for I grabbed him by the throat. And I shook that little monkey till the tail fell off his coat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to a fighting man, round the Mickey Dam. Hotels we're stopping and they call them Navy Huts. And the bugs and fleas are in a bed as big as cocaine nuts. And on Saturday night when I get there, I'll stand behind the door. And as they come out one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. But I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, rare than eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. Up. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. That's Hugh Inkster. Hugh Inkster came from Kirkwall, although originally he came from Rossie, a little island in the Orkneys. Yes, moved to Kirkwall and spent the rest of his life there, I think. We heard him playing the Renfrewshire Militia and Inganess. Renfrewshire Militia and Inganess, both marches. Inganess I'd not heard of before. I haven't heard it anywhere else recorded, but it might have been. Inganess is a bay in Orkney. Now, here's Nuala Kennedy from an album called Noble Stranger. Nuala Kennedy has released lots and lots of very interesting albums with quite a variety of material on them. I'm going to play two tracks. First one, probably more predictable than the second for Nuala Kennedy to have recorded. This is My Bonnie Labouring Boy, and we'll follow it up with a couple of Asturian tunes, Entremedio de Juan Indemieres and Alborada Asturiana. Nuala Kennedy, flute in hand, at the ready.
Some noble lord might fancy you.
Well, I reckon it sounds better played on Asturian bagpipes, but she did pretty well playing it on flute, didn't she? That's a good bit of work. Those two tunes, Entre Medio de Joanín de Mieres and Alborada Asturiana, she calls them, she being Nuala Kennedy, from an album called Noble Stranger. And before that, definitely not an Asturian song, My Bonnie Labouring Boy, given a bit of electronic treatment. This next track comes to us from another bit of an innovator. This is Chris Wood, an album called Trespasser. This is a song composed by Frank Mansell, and I think the music was put to it by Chris Wood. It's called The Cottager's Reply. Cottager's Reply. Frank Mansell wrote a poem. This is what happened to it when Chris Wood turned it into a song.
£500,000 for this old house and a piece of ground. You and your wife, you've always planned to settle down in Cotswold land. Well, you best come in and you best sit down. It's such a long drive from London town. Would you like some tea now while I tell the reasons why I will not sell? The stone-built house that you call nice was gained at far too high a price for me to gaily sign away what others toiled for night and day. They hammered blue stone by the yard, and they found the rent when times were hard, and they lived and died beneath the sun, tending the fields you're gazing on. Now they're all gone, but as for me, the wild hare still runs as free, and at dusk the badger travels still, ancestral highways on the hill. I am as Cotswold bred as these, and I still need these fields and trees, and I need the soil that bore my race and holds their bones beneath this place. You say you'll pay £500,000 for this old house and a piece of land. Well, London's about 4 hours for me. Put in your 4x4, you'll do it in 3.
Isn't that a good song? It would have been a good poem as well, but I think that works very nicely as a song. Chris Wood put the music to that poem. The Cottagers reply, "Ain't selling, thanks very much. No, don't want to."
Have you seen the bush by moonlight from the train go running by? Here a patch of glassy water, there a glimpse of mystic sky. And have you heard the still voice calling, yet so warm and yet so cold? I'm the mother bush that bore you. Come to me when you are old. Did you see the bush below you sweeping darkly to the range? All unchanged and all unchanging, yet so very old and strange. And did you hear the bush a-calling when your heart was young and bold? I'm the mother bush that nursed you. Come to me when you are old. Through the long, vociferous cutting as the night train swiftly sped, did you hear the grey bush calling from the pine ridge overhead? You have seen the seas and cities. All seems done and all seems told. I'm the mother bush that loves you. Come to me now you are old.
That was Richard Lochinvar Leach, known to his friends, and even not his friends, as Screech, with one of Henry Lawson's best poems, in my view, on the night train. I can't tell you who was playing harp, unfortunately. Not immediately apparent, but well recited nonetheless. Well done, Screech. Another track from the featured album now, Night in Nanchang. unfortunately, otherwise we're going to run out of time. I want one more track to hit the airwaves before we part company today. That was another track from the featured album, self-titled album by Blass. We were listening to Night in Nanchang, Cook's Pond and the Rock Fleet Reel. But we are not listening to that anymore because we're going to listen to Bully in the Alley by Blue Murder from England.
So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Say, help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. Well, Sally is the girl that I love dearly. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Well, Sally is the girl that I spice nearly. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. When I get to St. Lou, I'm gonna steer for my Sally. Way, hey, bully in the alley. I'll throw her a line and make fast in a rally. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. I'm gonna make damn sure nobody's tied up at the quay. Way, hey, bully in the alley. She told me that this morning was just for me. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. When it's time to leave, I'm gonna slip my cable. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Gonna visit myself as often as I'm able. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. I'm gonna leave my cell and go out a sailing. Way, hey, bully in the alley. I'm gonna leave my gal and go out a wailing. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now.